producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of a very common email I've been receiving recently. It's kind of nice because I usually get a lot of political emails, you know, the candidates and Obamacare and all that. It's kind of nice to get, you know, some medical emails, but we're getting a cluster on people not getting their pain medicines and the frustration that people have about not getting the pain medicine. And some of you that live in the Las Vegas area where I practice or come from, Nevada, are concerned about some big changes that are supposed to be happening October 1. And I want to assure you it's really not a big change. It shouldn't affect doctors prescribing to you. Okay, but I guess there's a lot of concern. So let's, okay, so throughout the country, I am sure that most state medical boards are revisiting how doctors prescribe narcotics and controlled substances. And so there are either added CME credits that doctors have to take and complete in order to get their medical license. Many of us have to do some sort of CME in pain management and opioid misuse, etc. I've done. They're very easy to do, and they're very, very, you know, how do you identify somebody that's, you know, abusing opiates, etc. All right. And, you know, they want, not because the medical board wants you to not prescribe to people who need them, but because if you have somebody misusing them or who could be unintentionally hurting themselves, they want you to identify them and help them. Okay, so it's about the patient. Okay, where I live, we are having a mandatory access prescription monitoring program. I guess law in effect October 1, which basically it's the same thing that we should have always been doing. All right, our office has had access to look at the prescribing. Or the prescription monitoring when it comes to DEA, or when it comes to controlled substances. So people on benzodiazepines, people on painkillers, people on controlled substances, amphetamine salts, etc. These things go in a database. And how things used to be prior to what's happening October 1 is if a medical provider sees you and they suspect that you are doctor hopping, going to multiple doctors, or suspect that you are lying to them about the quantity that you need, they could pull you up on this report, they could get a report, and they could see what was given to you by neighboring physicians. Okay? And so somebody comes in going, look, you know, hi, nice to meet you. You know, you're a new doctor to me. By the way, while you're treating me for my sore throat, can I just have a little bitty, Xanax? You know, I have a flight coming up. I just want to make sure I can handle the flight. Yeah, that's fine. You just need a little bit of Xanax. It's fine. You know, so I my prescriptions don't really include a lot. I really don't write more than 30 tablets, okay, because I want to have a good couple weeks to, you know, assess them again and, you know, see how they do. And, you know, but then you pull up the report and they just got 30 Xanax from somebody else 2 days ago. Well, if they're taking 15 Xanax a day, are they taking that, which is extremely dangerous? Are they selling it? Are they giving it to somebody else? Now, mind you, another thing that could be happening, which is why you guys may be having difficulty in your respective states getting medication, is in addition to all the media coverage on people abusing medication, etc., there's something underlying that people don't realize is going on, okay? Our access to doctors and prescriptions has definitely gone down. Many of you guys got on Medicaid, which is great. A lot of you guys got on the exchanges. But for many of you that are paying full price for your insurance, you can't afford to go and buy the prescription. Even the generics are getting more costly. So what a lot of people are doing is they're having the spouse who has the better insurance plan get the medication for them. And patients, once I kind of grill them a little bit, you know, go, look, I don't take it. In fact, you could do a drug screen on me. You won't see the Xanax. It's my husband that wants it. And since he doesn't have insurance, he has me go to the doctor and get the prescription. Now, you're not supposed to do that. You know, that's actually insurance fraud. You can't use your insurance for another person in the family if they're not covered. That's insurance fraud. And the doctor is not supposed to give you medication for somebody that isn't his patient. So a lot of you don't tell the doctor. You don't tell the medical provider. You're like, oh, you know what? I'm sick, so I need an antibiotic. Like, but you don't look sick. You don't, trust me, I'm sick. I need the Z-Pak. Now, it's because they're trying to give a family member that doesn't have insurance. And you know what? I mean, as a consumer, I could see why you do that. Okay, you're paying a crap load of money for your insurance. You don't need it, but there's somebody else that does. Why can't you use it? You bought a product. Why can't you use it for the whole family? Which is another problem with our healthcare system. Okay? We should have kind of a one-for-all type of thing where it's a set price that covers a family. But then again, you have single people that aren't going to want to pay more, you know, if they don't have a family. So what's going to happen in my neck of the woods October 1 is this program, this prescription monitoring program that doctors are supposed to be accessing on a regular basis. Now they're mandated to. So you have a new patient, okay, that wants a controlled substance, okay, or you are prescribing something not for 7 days but longer. You know, I just need something to get me through the next few weeks. You need to pull up a report and make sure that they aren't doctor hopping. All right, and make sure that they aren't abusing it. If not, there are going to be penalties. Okay, a practitioner that fails to comply, according to NRS 639-23507, may be subject to professional discipline if the appropriate licensing board determines that the practitioner's violation was intentional. So, if you attempted to obtain the report, you're good. But if you aren't even trying to get a report, all right, you could be in trouble. So what some of you may be feeling is some doctors like, look, okay, I don't want to be losing my license over this. I don't even like prescribing controlled substances. I'm just going to stop prescribing controlled substances. Unfortunately, I don't think that's the best way to go because our patients need it. You know, and so make sure, especially if you live in my neck of the woods, you understand the law. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Before I move on, somebody wants to know about patient privacy. What exactly are these reports? I was talking about when we started the show that in my neck of the woods, by October 1, our doctors, by law, need to pull up a prescribing report on patients that they are giving controlled substances to greater than 7 days, or new patients asking for controlled substances. Benzodiazepines, narcotics, amphetamines, opiate agonist, anything that's a controlled substance, schedule 2, 3, or 4. We've talked about those. So these reports are things that are already in use. Most states, okay, have with their board of pharmacy reports on controlled substances. Even though you would think some computer has all the Z-Packs and the anusol suppositories and the vaginal creams or whatever in a database. The state is more interested in your controlled substances. And so there's already a database that I guess has to be done. I think the database has been around since the 90s at least. All right. And so when you look at patient privacy, that's always been an issue. Okay. If you've been getting controlled substances, it's been in a database that other medical providers can access. And the reason why is, all right, we doctors need to know if you could be taking too much of something, if you could be mixing the drugs, okay? If somebody overdoses on a medication and the doctor goes, but all I did was give him this one medication. Well, he was a new patient to me. All he wanted was a little bit of Xanax. And then if you had pulled the report and you had seen that there was tons of medications he got filled, all right, maybe you would hold off adding something on top of the pile. But from a patient privacy issue, yeah, I mean, you know, nothing is absolute. It is an issue. You know, you have doctors out there going, well, I don't want anybody looking at my reports. It's out there. The report's always been there. The data's been there. Okay? Why? Because these are substances that are quote-unquote controlled substances. All right? You know, a lot of people wish they could just go over the counter and get a medication in private. That's not the case. And I know we're supposed to have HIPAA rules and privacy rules, et cetera, but in the medical realm, in the infrastructure, no, the privacy is not there. Now, again, it's assumed, well, doctor to patient, that privacy is kept. That privacy should be upheld by the law. But when it comes to doctor and pharmacy to doctor and pharmacy tech to doctor and nurse to pharmacy tech and nurse to nurse and nurse to insurance company and insurance company representative to another insurance company representative, the information is always passed. All right? You know, I need to get an estrogen vaginal cream approved for my patient. Okay? Pharmacy calls up going, I work for such and such pharmacy, and I guess your patient's estrogen vaginal cream is not covered. All right, let me get my nurse on it. I'm going to have my nurse call the insurance company. Can you be on hold? Nurse says, hi, what's going on? Well, so-and-so, Mary Jo, whatever, needs her estrogen vaginal cream, and I guess it's not covered. Why not? What's it costing at the pharmacy? It's costing like X amount of money. Oh, really? Okay, so who do I need to call? Well, you need to call the insurance company on this, and then call me back or somebody back from the pharmacy and let us know that the vaginal cream is approved. Okay, we'll do that. All right, so gets on the phone. I got to go call. Will you handle this? I can't take my lunch now. I got to call on her vaginal cream. All right. Who's vaginal cream? I can do it for you. Well, this Mary Jo, she needs a vaginal cream. All right. You go to lunch. I got it. Now you got somebody else on it. Call the insurance company. Hello? I'm from the, we don't pay crap insurance. Oh, hi, we don't pay crap insurance. How are you? I got an issue here. We got this lady. She needs her vaginal cream. I need to know who the person is. Well, it's Mary Jo, so-and-so. Her date of birth is blah, 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 blah. All right, let me find her up. Oh, there she is. Oh, I know. There's Mary Jo. Yeah, well, she needs a vaginal cream. So you can go through all this. Where's your privacy? Okay? You don't have privacy. Let me just say that right now. True. Other patients shouldn't know what's going on. Your family members shouldn't know what's going on. And the neighbor, the Burger King across the street, shouldn't know what's going on with your medical situation. But if you thought you had a strictly private, okay, and a wall against your medical records and what's going on, you don't. Now, why don't you? Why don't you have that? Okay? Well, one is because now, you know, everything's computerized. Okay, it's going to be in a computer. It's going to be a database. Okay, so, you know. Number two is it's because you're asking for somebody else to help you pay for a medication. Okay? Patients who pay cash, they don't have to go through an insurance company. People who pay cash and don't have insurance, they get to keep insurance completely out of it. So, you don't have a big insurance company that we need to get prior off on. Doctor says, I want you to get this cream. You hand the prescription to the patient. The patient goes and buys the cream. True, there's going to be pharmacy staff, and the pharmacy staff has to dispense it. You can't get around that. But boom, that's just those two entities. You start getting insurance involved, and you want insurance to pay for it. Yeah, they're going to have half a dozen people on the case. not to mention the doctor's staff. And so it is. I mean, why do you think I'm so open about things on air? Right? About, you know, because I know, I mean, if I shuddered at knowing how many people have been involved and been aware of something I had to have done, okay? I mean, I would be all embarrassed, okay? Of course, you know, I have an IUD. I used to use the Nuva vaginal ring for birth control. In fact, now what I do is so I don't freak out about who in the doctor's office knows what I have. I just walk in. I go right up to the front desk in a waiting room full of people going, I am here for my vaginal ring, all right? And don't worry, I cleaned it out. Nurse, the front desk is like, thank you, Miss Wax. Can you have a seat? Well, I don't want to have a seat because I don't want to get my Lily dirty because everything is all super clean for the doctor. Miss Wax, go ahead, have a seat. I'm sure your Lily is going to be fine. Well, I hope so. And then I walk in, you know, and I see a couple people there on the couch. I'm like, excuse me, I need, is that clean? Because, you know, I'm having some stuff done with my Lily and I need to make sure I keep it clean. Yeah, ma'am, go ahead, you can sit there. Sure. Yeah, they're kind of me. Now, usually the waiter is full of women, but there's men there. You know, because some of the women are, you know, delivering babies. You know, they're pregnant, so the husbands are there. And I'm like, whoo, is anybody else here needing to get, you know, a vaginal ring too? Man, how did you prep? I don't really want to go into that. Hey, look, I'll tell you how I prepped if you tell me how you prepped. Miss Wax, then, you know, they call me back up. They always do that. Whenever you're disrupting the waiting room, the front desk will call you up. Okay? Oh, coming. All right. Well, guys, don't nobody sit here because this is kind of my place where it has to be clean. Okay? And then I'm sure everyone's like, what the hell's going on here? All right. So go up front. Go, yeah, what's going on? Can I just review your insurance card? I just gave it to you. Well, just stand up here for the next 15 minutes and review your insurance with me. All right, fine. I mean, you know, you try to keep me out of the waiting room? No, just, you know, we just have to need you up here for a little bit. Okay, then as soon as I'm done, I go back. You know, I make some more mayhem. And then, boy, do those nurses get me back fast. Miss Wax, come on back quickly. Whew, hope so. Man, I was trying to get a 5 o'clock shadow. Miss Wax, please, no comments. Can you please come to the back of the clinic? All right, I'm coming. So, and I guess maybe the reason why I do that is because I'm just worried that everybody knows what's going on with me anyway, so I figure if I talk about it, I already claimed it, I already called it, and I already, you know. But, you know, as a doctor, I want to tell you, you have every right to have privacy. You should have privacy. If you needed to get a narcotic, if you wanted to get a diet pill, if you wanted to get a sleeping pill, okay, if you wanted any of that, you really have a right to have that private. It really should only be between you and your doctor. But remember, you got to pick it up somewhere. Now, a lot of you guys go, why can't my doctor just prescribe, dispense the medication? They can. But even if they dispense the medication, it still has to be reported. All right? So that's what's going on with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. Apparently, there's another survey talking about college education. And we have many college graduates saying college was not worth the expense, making people think that they might have needed to do something else with all their time and money. We also have some daily chores that could reduce your anxiety and help you get through your day. See, do chores. Whenever my husband's in a bad mood, I definitely tell him, here, go wash the dishes. And then less sleep may mean less sex after menopause. I am really, really looking forward to menopause because then I don't have to worry about having a period. And I am planning a lot of sex, a lot of it. But they're saying if I don't sleep, I may not want sex. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So too little sleep may lead to too little intimacy for postmenopausal women. And postmenopause is going to be coming up on me pretty damn fast. And I'm kind of waiting for it because I thought my sex life would improve. Looks like not. The study included nearly 94,000 women who were asked about their sleep habits during the previous 4 weeks. They were also asked about their sexual activity during the past year, and many answered, none of your damn business. Okay. But some answered. And they also were asked about their levels of sexual satisfaction. I can't get no... All right. So the women were all between ages 50 and 79. I would be very, very scared to ask a 79-year-old about her sexual satisfaction. Okay, see, and it's not because she'd smack you upside the head, but I don't know if I'd want to know. You know, I mean, I had a grandma in the family. I know this is going to kind of sound all shocking, but I had a grandma in the family who was very open about her previous sex life. You know, everybody always has one. I know, hard to believe that I would have a relative that would be open about that kind of stuff. I know, all right, but that's where I got it from. Then you have the other grandmother who would never talk about anything like that. Oh, no, 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 you know, we don't talk about that kind of stuff. You know, then you have the other one going, man, I was told I had bedroom eyes, and I did, you know, and you know, she would just kind of go into big, long stories, and I as a kid was like, oh, no. I was horrified by what I thought I had to do in bed. I was like, really? But, you know, we have some people in the family that were very, very open and vocal. Okay, I don't know where I get, you know, where it comes from. So, it happened. So that 79-year-old, my guess, has a lot of good stories. So, 30% of women, I know you think sex is better now because there's all these gadgets and electronics and iPhone apps and Wii remotes and game controllers. No, okay, no. All right, sex used to have to be good. Even though they did have toys, I think somebody had discovered in Europe, somebody had uncovered some Victorian age, I guess, sex toys, etc. You had to enjoy sex the old-fashioned way for most couples. So you made it good. Now I think, can I go off topic for a second here? I know it's rare I go off topic. I'm going to go off topic for a second. Okay? I'm going to go off topic here. Okay? I know I have a very scripted plan for my shows. I think we are having sex too fast. Does that make sense? We're so busy. We have so much to do. We have so little time. Someone's texting me now. Yeah, see? See, they agree. Okay. All right. We have, I'm not going to read this comment. We have sex too fast. Okay? In the olden days, the lights would go out. Okay, the sun would go down. Yeah, you had some candles, okay? But, you know, there really wasn't much you could do in candlelight, okay? You guys had dinner, okay? You tried, you know, supper was cooked, okay? You would eat. Sometimes Dad came home late. Food would be kept warm. You ate, okay? The kids would try to read the candlelight, but for the most part, they went to bed. So the kids would go to bed, okay? Then you and Dad, it was probably like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, no TV, all right, before radio, what would you do? You'd talk, but you'd have sex. And you'd have a lot of night hours to be entertained. And sex would last longer. Now it's different, okay? Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's Ambien is about to kick in, all right? Or their Xanax is going to kick in, so they're only going to be awake for 15 minutes. Or the kids are still up, or you're getting Facebook posts, or you're getting texts. And so, I mean, am I wrong? Are people just, you know, sex now isn't, okay, we're going to enjoy ourselves and take a night. It seems kind of rare. You know, I'll ask my patients, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Okay? And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they'll go see this movie, the Martian movie, or maybe they'll do, I don't know. You know, and many of them say what we're going to do is we're going to have a date night. We haven't had in a long time where we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to have a hotel room. And I am so excited. We haven't done this in years. And had a date night or get a hotel room. Had a date night. You know, and every night used to be date night in the past. Okay? You know, marriages, I think, were stronger back then. Now, it's okay, well, I gotta drop this kid off at here, I gotta go to her ballet, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, then I gotta help them with their homework, then I gotta do this, then I gotta work on my reports, and I gotta do this. It's different. Our nights are different. And so I think sex in general is being done too quick, too cursory, less intimacy, and more for the deed. I also think a lot of couples are messing up their sex life with their toys. right? Or they're self-sessions. And so many of them aren't in the mood. They're like, no, you know, I already took care of it at lunchtime. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. I'm like, what? Really? There, you know, these are, hypothetically, these are situations that now seem to just be a part of everyday married life. And so it's different. And, you know, no wonder couples aren't staying together. And, I mean, there's no work involved. There's no, you know, and why do you think such a big Viagra push? You don't have all day to plan your sexual encounter and get all excited or all week to plan it. Men feel like they only have a small window. And if they aren't ready to perform in that window, it doesn't happen. Well, how if I was a guy, how would I be able to have an erection? It wouldn't happen. Okay? I mean, you know, you can't tell me it's got to be now or never. And that's what a lot of people do, women do. I even did that with my husband. I'm like, look, okay, you know what? I got to, like, wake up in 5 hours. So if we're going to do it now. Okay? Well, what about foreplay? No time. Okay, how is that a romantic? How? You know, and I wonder, I would really like to know a study of all these men on Viagra. How many of it is diabetes? Okay, where, you know, they really have issues because of diabetes. How many of it is because they take blood pressure medications or they have other sorts of medical issues? How much of the time is it because of testosterone? All right, or are they taking it because of convenience? They could be ready for sex quick. And the other thing, too, is a lot of people, I guess, you know, sometimes it could take a good hour for some men. All right? Nowadays, that sounds like that's ridiculous. It takes an hour for you to come up with an erection. All right? But you know, like you go home, you start kissing, you're expected to already be ready and good to go, like, within minutes. No. All right? Sometimes it takes a while. And that's why foreplay existed. Foreplay gave a chance for both, okay, partners to get in the mood and to be ready. That's what, that, you know, that was the original design of foreplay. Okay? Now it's, you know, no. And so I'm really frustrated by that because I think a lot of you guys are on Viagra when you don't need to be. And you just need to tell your partner, look, I need some time. You know, we're going to just take our time tonight. And then you don't have to feel like you have to perform right away. Because I bet there's thousands upon thousands of you right now that's one of the reasons why you always feel the need you need Viagra. And don't. And tell your partner, look, we're going to go slow tonight. Okay? We're going to go slow tonight. It's going to end well. And actually, I don't even want you to use the word slow. We're going to do normal. Okay? And normal is not within the first 5 minutes. I mean, it's like 8:54 at night, and your romantic evening's over. That's ridiculous. It's supposed to end at like 2 in the morning. All right, then let's see, I have an encore. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, DAR. So really quickly, with the study with the women between 50 and 79, okay, the less sleep they got, the less, I guess, happy they were with their sex lives. So postmenopausal women need to know that, you know, they have to get good sleep. Okay, this way they have better satisfaction. Exactly. You know, and a Michael Fassbender movie doesn't hurt as well. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, no shock here. We have a study where they talk to a bunch of U.S. college graduates, and they find that they think that their education was not worth their expense, especially in the midst of all these growing tuition costs and student debt. 38%, they say only 38% of graduates who earned a bachelor's degree beginning in 2006 strongly agreed that their education was worth the cost. This was a study done by Purdue University. and a Gallup poll. They found that half of all U.S. graduates who said they strongly agree that their undergraduate education, compared with half of all U.S. graduates that think the education is worth it. Recent graduates may be more likely than older alumni to have student loan payments, and the more undergraduate debt they have, the less likely they are to say that the education was worth it. To some extent, older alumni might be more likely to say their education was worth it because they are further along in their careers and making more money. Well, around half of public and private nonprofit university graduates also felt strongly that their education was worth it, compared to 26% of graduates for private for-profit universities, which is probably more expensive, and they probably had more student loan debt. The report was based on web surveys from 30,000 U.S. alumni age 18 and older, with a bachelor's degree or higher from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The surveys were conducted from December 16, 2014 to June 29, 2015. The results have a margin of error of plus or minus 1%. So, recent graduates who had supportive relationships with professors, mentors, maybe an internship that related to their studies, had extracurricular activities, maybe a project that spanned a semester or two, they would be more likely, and they were found to be more likely, to agree that their education was worth it. 63% of these graduates said they took out student loans with a median loan size of 30 grand. More than a third of recent graduates took out more than 25,000 in loans, and the report said the percentage is higher among recent Black alumni and first-generation college students. The report said the U.S. News and World Report school rankings are only loosely related to the recent graduates' views that their education was worth the cost. I mean, here's the thing. So $25,000 a year is a job that pays about 15 bucks an hour, okay? So a $15 an hour full-time job, okay, $25,000 a year. If they make, okay, so you know, if they're only making above minimum wage is later going to be $12 an hour, and then it's going to probably eventually go up to $15 an hour, which by the time that happens, it may actually be obsolete, then it may need to be higher. But anyway, you know, I mean, if it's a money thing. If they get a job or they make more and they make the money back, all right, you know, they think it's worth it. But if you still have the debt and you have the interest, it took years for us to pay off our loans. And it wasn't until we did a home equity loan. All right, we wanted to pay the government off. We did not want to owe the government. So we figured when all the our accountant advised us that when all the homes were going up in value in the Southwest, take out a home equity loan and pay off your student loans. And it sounded good to us because the interest rate, it was, you know, even though the interest rate wasn't as bad, it was still a higher interest than what the other interest rates were being offered at the time. So it made sense to us. So when people ask, you know, how long did it take you, Dahlia, to pay off your student loans? It would have probably taken me about 20 years, to be honest. But because what we did is we took out the mortgage, et cetera, that's how we handled it. But if I hadn't become a doctor, I would have probably said a lot of the money, you know, wasn't worth it. But see, here's the thing. I went to undergrad not borrowing. I came from a family where, you know, they didn't really run up credit card bills or things like that because it was, you know, old school. They were like, look, if you can't afford the car, you don't buy that type of car. If you can't afford that stereo set, you don't buy that stereo set. And so I never wanted to be in debt in undergrad because if I wouldn't have made it to medical school, if my grades weren't good enough, and, you know, you would think, you know, because I had really good grades. I was the top of my class, but I never thought, I didn't have that confidence. You know, I also came from a family who said, you know, you're too stupid. You know, you're not going to make it. You got to be really smart. You are stupid. So, I didn't think I was going to make it. You know, I thought I got good grades by luck, and I really didn't have it in me. So there was no way I was going to borrow money for undergrad. Because why not make it to medical school? And now I got to figure out how to pay for all, you know, loans for undergrad. So luckily I had an academic scholarship for my classes, but for all my living expenses, because I supported myself, I worked. So I worked about 3 part-time jobs throughout school those 4 years so I wouldn't have any debt. Okay, and then luckily I did make it to medical school. Now, making it to medical school, I definitely had to borrow. Okay, but now I have another family member who wanted to go to college. He didn't have any money, but he didn't have the stamina to work. So I worked for him. So while I was in medical school, I waited tables. And I waitressed, did some cocktails, you know, and I waited tables. And I gave him the money. Actually, I didn't give him the money. I bought his classes. And then he just left the classes without me knowing and took the money. But that's neither here nor there. So, so I always kind of worked, and I borrowed the least amount possible. But with interest, it's a lot. So if I hadn't gone to medical school, would I have, with $30,000 or $25,000, would I have said it was worth it? If I didn't get a good job, I'd say hell no. But see, that's the key, okay? You don't have to love college. You don't have to be buddies with your professors. You don't have to have a thesis. Like they said, probably help change some people's attitudes toward college. Okay, you just want to know that you have a career. You have a career that offers you longevity so you can start a family, get a house, and start working up the financial ladder. So then later you could retire, put your kids to college, etc. It's the American dream. Okay? You want to be able to provide a life for your kids, provide a better life than the one that you had. That's just what you want to do. And help out your parents or anybody else that's sick in your family. That's what you want to do. Okay? It's not to be rich. It's to be able to have a family and provide for them, or to be able to have money that you could rely on later if you can't work. Okay? And have some sort of a future, have some sort of a safety net. And I don't think a lot of these college grads are getting that. They went to college, like, I graduated, here's my degree. Well, do you have a fight in you? Do you have the spunk? Do you have the passion? Do you, do you have the competition? See, for me, it was a fight. I mean, I was going to make it out of my parents' financial issues, come hook or crook. And I was going to be the savior of the family, okay? Because I was told for years I was going to have to support everybody, okay? Because none of them would make it. And so I didn't have to support everybody, but I sure the hell had to help. And I had to support some. And so there was more of a survival instinct for me. So when I was interviewing for medical school, I actually made a mistake of going, can I work? I'm still going to have to send money. I'm still going to have to, send money to the family. Can I work? And it actually hurt my interview. I interviewed really well, except for that one question. So the school called and said, look, one of your interviews really kicked butt. On the other one, you didn't do so well. What happened? And I go, I know what happened. I got to hold a job. They're like, no, you don't have to hold a job. You're going to be getting student loans. I go, but you don't understand. I got family issues. I got whatever. No, I need to make, they go, no. Okay, your family's going to have to understand. So they go, you're going to have another interview. And when I interviewed again, I didn't bring up having to work or support anybody else or whatever. Yet, I think the school knew who they were getting. Okay, I was somebody where no matter what, I was going to succeed. Okay, not no matter what in terms of ethics, but, I had a lot on my plate. And everything got top priority. Everything got top priority. And it was what they wanted. And so maybe that's why I do two jobs now. I got a radio career and I got a medical career. And a mom. Some of you may say, yeah, but you don't do either really well. Well, don't talk to my kids. Okay, I think I'm a better mom than they say I am. But it's, we want to see, if I'm interviewing a college student, I want to see the fight. I want to see that they really, they research. I want to see them, why do I give the job to you and not anyone else? When I help students, medical students, with their, or pre-med students with their interviews, they'll say blah, 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 and I go, but why am I giving you the position? There's thousands of others. Why you? Fight for it. Let me see the fight. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.